Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Although they don't like to admit it, leaders often struggle with fear. On a recent Craig and Greg show episode, Greg and I were discussing how leaders can reframe their fears. This is the audio version of a short clip from that show. In the show notes, I've shared a link to both the video of this clip as well as a link to the full episode.
Fear, what comes to mind, Craig, with you and all of your wonderful experiences in leadership and serving, that fear you've seen really maybe detrimental to that leader?
Yep. I think what I mentioned at the opening, the biggest thing that I think I've seen, and I probably have struggled with myself facing fear, is the paralysis that comes with that. Mm-hmm. So for me, like when all of the stuff is like ramping up, my first response is not going charge and going right at it. My first response is like, I'm going to take a nap. You know, it's almost like this retreat kind of thing. Like maybe if I go and close my eyes for a little bit, when I get up, it'll be gone. You know, almost like that little kid, you know, that's doing like this. I don't want to see, if I'm not seeing it, then it's not really there. Right. And I think that that's been the big thing for that I had to overcome. But I still see it in a lot of leaders is just like, and it's just that paralysis of like, right. I'm not sure what to do.
I'm sure there is much study of our brain and the effect of fear and what it does to us.
Yep.
I can tell you, I've been around people, but you have probably too, maybe some of the same, where they've lived a very chaotic, fear-filled life.
Yes.
And it shows.
Yes, yep.
And if it shows on the outside, I think what we really need to protect is our heart and our mind from fear. Right. Any suggestions?
Yeah. Well, I remember several years ago reading a study. I think it was the University of Michigan that did it. That said when you no when you like break down what people are most afraid of, that they kind of went through it and said, you know, a lot of those are already in the past and there's nothing you do to change it. And then, you know, as they kind of went through the whole thing, it's really about 4% or so of the fears are the ones that are, you know, really things that we have to deal with. And so I think that that's the first thing is that framing. Again, I wish I could give credit to somebody for this, but years ago, I found this acrostic for fear that has helped me. That's false evidence appearing real. And I think that that's been the big thing is to say, well, wait a minute. If this is making me afraid, I need to, let me look at the evidence. Which of the evidence is true? Which of it is false that I can evaluate?
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.